Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. An authorized sports betting partner of the NBA has an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Betting just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and you win $200 in free bets. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means we welcome in Ross Tucker. Ross, how you doing, my friend?
I am doing fantastic, Jim. Always good to be on with you and talk some Penn State football.
Fantastic. All right, it's the halfway point, Ross. We got through our bye week. Now it's time to get ready for Illinois. Normally, this would not be that exciting a game, not much drama, but a lot going on, starting with the quarterback situation. We've all been assuming since the Iowa game, Sean Clifford's injury, that this would be the Taquan Roberson game. Very interesting comments, though, from James Franklin this week. He essentially said Taquan Roberson has not separated himself from Christian Vaiu, even though he's getting the number two guy reps and Christian Vaiu's not getting many reps at all. That is not much of an endorsement for Taquan Roberson, is it?
No, that's a, in fact, really, really bad for Taquan Roberson. This is his third year in the program. You know, he's gotten the lion's share of the number two reps. He's been there for a while. And frankly, they've had guys transfer because Roberson was ahead of them. Michael Johnson transferred. Micah Bowens transferred. So pretty clearly, Penn State thought that Roberson was better than those guys. And now I see from James Franklin that the reps are supposedly 50-50. Now, I will say this, Jim. He might just be saying that. We don't know that. He might be saying the reps are 50-50 to make Illinois have to watch Christian Vaiu high school tape to try to prepare for Christian Vaiu. And then late in the week, you know, there's some thought that maybe Clifford would play. I tend to doubt that. Maybe an emergency situation. I guess we'll find out Saturday. But I don't think – this is my personal opinion. I think that they believe they can beat Illinois without Clifford. Maybe he'll be available in an emergency. But I think that they'll play the other two guys. Maybe they'll play both of them and see how they do. I think – with as much as Roberson struggled against Iowa and with Vaiu being a pretty highly touted guy, I think it's certainly a possibility.
Well, credit to you, Ross. Earlier in the week, you talked about Christian Vaiu being a possibility. And to be honest, I was like, what's he talking about? There's no way they'll put Vaiu out there. Now it actually sounds like a real possibility. Now, we had Sean Clifford show up at practice this week. Media was allowed in on Wednesday evening, and sure enough, there was Sean Clifford throwing the ball. And James Franklin even said this was not the first time he was in practice throwing the ball. Did you see the video, Ross? And just in the little bit of him throwing the ball, did you see anything that would tell you that he's less than 100%?
I actually did not get a chance to watch the video, but I think that they will exercise as much caution as possible to try to – we still don't even know what the injury is, right, Jim?
Correct. Most people, the conjecture is ribs. That would have been my bet also based on everything that we saw. But you're right. Nobody – he's has told us anything about what the injury is.
Right. Either way, though, whether it's ribs or shoulder, which seem to be the two possibilities, I think that they would prefer, if they could, and this is all speculation, to have Clifford 100% or closer to 100% against Ohio State the following week. I think Clifford being out there is giving Illinois even more to think about, and maybe giving Ohio State something to think about whether or not Clifford will be available. I think now we'd all be surprised if Clifford wasn't able to play against Ohio State, which would be great. I mean, that would be a great thing for Penn State if he can at least play against them. And I don't know about you, Jim. I kind of want to see Roberson and Vayu against Illinois, as long as you can guarantee me Penn State wins. as long as they'll definitely win, I don't care how much they win by, but I'd like to see how Roberson does, you know, with a full week of prep as the starter and Vayu. But they got to win. They can't lose the game.
Well, that's the thing. We're all just, oh, Penn State could win with the backup quarterbacks. We're making that assumption. Remember, Illinois, it was early in the season. They did beat Nebraska. So it's not like they can't beat another Big Ten team. So you can't just treat this as if it's a walkover game. So let's talk about if Taquan Roberson or Christian Vayu is going to be the guy out there this week, Ross. What could the offensive coordinator do to make a game plan that's more friendly to Taquan Roberson?
Well, there's a couple things, right? So design quarterback runs, because that always gives the offense a number count advantage. And that was by far the most success that Roberson had against Iowa, was the design quarterback runs. So that's a big part of it. Certainly leaning on the offensive line and the running game in the first place, although that's been a major issue for Penn State. That's been a disappointing, maybe the single most disappointing aspect of the season, other than the Clifford injury against Iowa, has been the running game, has been a real disappointment, and I would say surprisingly so. And then you get him a bunch of easy throws, easy completions, Jim. You know, the quick bubble screens outside, the look passes, some one-read plays, some RPOs, things where it's not drop-back progression reading for Roberson.
Obviously, yeah, simplifying things would seem to benefit him. The other thing, and you mentioned it, was getting some kind of running game. The fact, Ross, that they have the bye week and can work things out, again, I'm going to put something on the offensive coordinator. It seems like the running game has had all kinds of issues. The running backs themselves, the offensive line not creating holes, the tight ends not helping with their blocking. Are there things that Mike Yurcich, offensive coordinator, can do to help out the running game? Can they do something different?
Yeah, so that's one of the things that I kind of referenced earlier. I think it's getting the quarterback more involved. I really do. I think the quarterback run game is sort of the great equalizer in the sport of football. You see it in the NFL with Lamar Jackson. Even the Eagles have more success when they do some designed runs with Jalen Hurts. And I really think – now, here's the other thing, Jim. If Sean Clifford were to play, I don't think you'd see very many designed runs. Let's put it that way. Which I think is probably even all the more reason to have it be the other guys. What's interesting is I don't see Vayu as a quarterback run guy. I do think he's athletic enough that he could pull the ball and end up getting 5 to 7 yards. He's just not going to get the 15, 20 to 30 that Clifford and Roberson can get at times. But anytime, you don't even have to have the quarterback run it very often, maybe just once or twice, but make that guy a threat. And we've talked about it before, Jim. I am disappointed in the run game, and it's really three different phases. It is the tight ends blocking, it is the offensive line blocking, and it's the running backs. But I got to be honest with you, I think the offensive line, and this is not like my O-line bias, Jim, I think the offensive line is the least of those three. You know, based on – now, I don't go in and watch the coaching tape of every game, but I did watch the coaching tape of the Villanova game. The tight ends were terrible. I mean, the tight ends were really, really bad in that game. And the running backs are not special. It's kind of hard to believe with how many scholarship running backs they have. But Kayvon Lee, I think if there's a big hole, he can hit it. But he doesn't hit it up in there as hard as I would like to see him. Noah Cain does not look like the same guy. I think one of the broadcasters at one point talked about him, you know, maybe re-injuring that foot. He looks to me like a guy that's not 100%. Devin Ford has unfortunately never really materialized. So they are not good enough at the running back position. We've gotten spoiled over the years with all the other guys they've had, but they've had like top five in the country running backs. I mean, they've had NFL starting running backs in Miles Sanders, Saquon Barkley, and Journey Brown would have been as well if he hadn't gotten hurt.
Yeah, there is quite a difference with that running back room. But the thing was, Ross, before this season started, we thought running back was the one place they were loaded. We're here, oh, they're even five deep there. That hasn't come to fruition. In the last minute or so we have left, Ross, let's jump to the other side of the ball, the defense. And quite simply, how do you replace P.J. Mustipher?
Well, it's not one guy, right? It's going to be a number of guys that will get in there and get their reps. Devon Ellis, Keziah Izzard. And in fairness, those guys have shown up, Jim. Those guys have made some plays. They've done some positive things. And they're going to have to continue to do those things. Futorma Moba might be in the mix. The one guy that hasn't gotten very many reps, I don't know if he's played at all, Jim, has been Fred Hansard. Have you seen him?
No, that's a name that seems to have disappeared.
Guess what? They finally listened to me. I never thought he should be playing. Seems like a great kid. I hope he has a great life. But I never thought he should be playing. I never thought he was good. And they finally realized it because Ellis and Izzard have done more than Hansard ever did.
And quickly, it didn't seem to really show up in the Iowa game that Mustipher was out and there was a problem, correct?
No, but I will say the defense was not as good as they needed to be with him out. I mean, Purdue only gave up 7 points against Iowa.
All right, very good, Ross. That's it for quarter number two. Stick around in quarter number three. We get to your questions and we ask Ross.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, has an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.